Syria have announced a daily humanitarian pause in eastern Ghouta to allow civilians trapped there to leave the war-stricken region. The Russian Defense Ministry says the Syrian army will suspend its airstrikes on al-Nusra Front terrorists during the pause, which will be implemented as of February the 27th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time. The Russian Operations Center in Syria also says although terrorists have taken hundreds of people hostage in eastern Ghouta, Russia and Syria will try to evacuate the sick and injured during the 5-hour daily pause. Earlier on Monday, al-Nusra Front militants fired mortars and shells into al-Tahrir Square of Damascus and injured one civilian. Numerous shells also landed in the Damascus suburb of Haresta. Meanwhile, 2 dozen people were reportedly killed in air raids by the Syrian jets in eastern Ghouta. Let's speak to our correspondent, Mohammed Ali, who's joining us now via Skype from Damascus. Now, Mohammed, tell us a bit more about this ceasefire agreement.
Yes, Russian President Putin ordered for the establishment of the humanitarian corridors from eastern al-Ghouta towards the Syrian government-held parts of the Damascus countryside, starting from tomorrow from 9 a.m. on a daily basis, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Local time, for the evacuation of medical situations, for medical issues. For example, those 6 civilians who are in eastern al-Ghouta will be allowed to get out towards government-held areas. This is an implementation, of course, of the UN Security Council agreed ceasefire. This is one of its items, the evacuation of civilians, especially the sick over there in eastern al-Ghouta. However, experts are saying that this might not be successful because the militants inside eastern al-Ghouta have been using.
Right now, it seems we're having
To
some
wait and
technical
see if they will.
difficulties there with Mohammed. We'll try and. Is Mohammed back with us?
Yes, I
Okay,
can hear
go
you.
ahead, Mohammed.
Yes, I was saying that many experts believe that this evacuation might not be successful because militants in eastern al-Ghouta have been using civilians as human shields since the start of the unrest. So many experts believe that the terrorists might not allow the civilians to reach this humanitarian corridor at Al-Wafidin camp on the outskirts of eastern al-Ghouta. We will have to wait and see if this will be successful and if those civilians will be allowed by those militant groups, especially in Douma, to get out from eastern al-Ghouta. The President Putin's orders for establishing this humanitarian corridor is an implementation of this UN Security Council resolution, which had in its items allowing civilians to get out from that part. In the meantime, there are still military operations by the Syrian army on various axes in eastern al-Ghouta, but particularly on positions where the al-Nusra Front and Faylaq al-Rahman, that fights alongside al-Nusra Front, who are not included in this ceasefire. The Syrian army continues to attack those positions in order to eliminate the terrorism over there in eastern al-Ghouta, but not striking those so-called moderate opposition groups like Jaish al-Islam, which is part of this deal.